Democrats in Congress warn that millions of Americans who buy their own health insurance, such as small business owners, farmers, and contractors, will start to see large increases in their health care premiums in the coming weeks as tax subsidies under the Affordable Care Act disappear. Orange County Democratic Representative Derek Tran explains how this would affect people in his district.
If these cuts continue, more and more people are going to see their clinics close and their insurance costs go up. Congressional Republicans are asking us to rubber stamp this. I won't do it. I won't sign off on raising costs for families in my district. 35,000 people in my district alone are about to see insurance costs go up.
Los Angeles Representative Laura Friedman said people in her district would be forced to make drastic choices in what they spend their money on.
One constituent told me that her premiums could go up $6,000 next year and that she's having to contemplate leaving the area altogether or dropping health care because she can't afford her rent and her premiums at the same time. People are telling me that they're concerned that they're going to have to skip medications, that they can't afford rent and insulin, that they can't do preventative care anymore.
Congresswoman Friedman also mentions how other federal policies have compounded problems for small businesses.
They're entrepreneurs, they're maybe running a hardware store, they're running their own small business. And these are the people that are already struggling with Trump's tariff policies, often raising the cost of materials that they're using for their businesses. Walmart, large companies, Target, they might be able to absorb those tariffs, but for our small businesses, it's really, really hard for them. So on top of that taxing policy and taxing them for the products that they're bringing in to run their businesses, now we're hitting them with these huge premium increases that allows them to insure their families as small business owners.
Oakland Representative Latifah Simon said the cuts in President Trump's big, beautiful tax and spending bill will put rural hospitals at risk.
30,000 people in my district alone will see their premiums skyrocket. That means a parent choosing between rent and a doctor's visit, a 60-year-old couple in Oakland who could see their premiums literally jump $25,000 a year. So across our state, 28 rural hospitals could be at risk of closing, and that's in California.
Democratic representatives said rural hospitals can struggle to provide services to people in more remote areas. Democrats and some Republicans are worried that many people will forego insurance if the price rises dramatically. While the tax credits don't expire until next year, health insurers will soon send out notices of the price increases. In most states, they go out November 1st. For KPFA News, I'm Anthony Perazzo.